What if instead of compulsively reaching for your phone, you could reach for a book?
We wanted it to just be this object that was this kind of comforting thing that kept people company throughout their day.
That is Johnny Sun. He's an illustrator who collaborated on Such a Companion with Lin-Manuel Miranda. As in Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I was aware of him much earlier than he was aware of me. But eventually, I think we started realizing that we were kind of floating in the same space. And that's sort of how we got to know each other.
That space was on Twitter, of all places. And that space was a happy, encouraging one. Miranda wanted to collect his daily tweets that he called Good Morning, Good Night in a book. He writes things such as, Good morning. Good gracious, our smile is contagious. And good night then, good gracious, you're one for the ages. Sun tweeted at Miranda that he had ideas about how this book could come together. And that is how Johnny Sun ended up illustrating Miranda's words in their new book, Good Morning, Good Night, Little Pep Talks for Me and You. Johnny Sun explained some of his thinking behind it.
The Twitter feed and kind of social media in general is meant to be ephemeral. And I think when it moves from like online to offline, it becomes more of like this capsule of something. And it's meant to be visited and it's meant to be a little more timeless. And I think the difference between like the ephemerality of social media and sort of the permanence of a book was the reason to do the book.
I love that. Twitter can be memorialized tastefully.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite illustration in this book or a favorite pairing between one of your drawings and one of Lin's tweets?
Oh, man, there are so many. I think the real joy of it was really working with Lin to make sure that the illustrations were reflective of him. We spent some time going through each of the tweets and he kind of gave me like the director's commentary of of each kind of passage and told me like, here's how he was feeling this day. Here's what he was thinking of. And the joy for me was taking all of that stuff and trying to like fit it into an image.
So I was whipping through this book and I came across this tweet. Do not get stuck in the comments section of life today. Make, do, create the things. Let others tussle it out. These are Lin-Manuel Miranda's words, but they made me think of you because you started your whole public persona on Twitter. I mean, by definition, you were stuck in the comments section
of
life.
Yeah.
Well, why Twitter? Why did you choose that medium to introduce yourself to the world?
It's funny that you even frame it as like choosing to do this thing, because I think for me, I just had turned to Twitter as this organic way to sort of connect with people. I had just moved to the U.S. for school. I'd grown up in Toronto, and I realized I had lost touch with a lot of my comedy friends and a lot of my writer friends in Toronto. And so I sort of turned to Twitter because I've found a lot of people doing really interesting stuff on Twitter. They were writing humor and writing fiction and just sharing interesting pieces and thoughts and aspects of their lives online. And I thought, like, this is such a great space and community to play in. And I just wanted to,
to be part of it. Hopeful and optimistic about Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, there
always is. Some people look at the same space you're talking about and say, this is so vile and toxic and poisonous.
Right, absolutely. And like, I absolutely don't mean to discount any of that, because that is such a huge issue with internet culture and just like the social media space in general. I do think, though, that there are pockets of genuine like goodness. And I think that's the really hard part to find, is to find those people and find those communities that are just people trying to connect with each other. And I think that's really powerful.
You talk about dealing with depression on Twitter. Were you able to find a community of people who got what you were saying, got your struggle? Like, has Twitter helped actually deal with that part of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I feel like it's the other way around, where like Twitter was the thing that made me understand my mental health better. Mm. Like, I had not grown up knowing that therapy was an option for me. And it was only after I got on Twitter and sort of started following a lot of people and I saw them talking about mental health really for the first time in an unstigmatized way and in a way that felt just normal and everyday. I realized a lot of this stuff is stuff that I feel, and they started talking about therapy, and I thought maybe this might be something that would help me. And it turns out that it did help me, and it turns out that I do suffer from anxiety and depression, and all of that stuff I would not have realized, and I would not have sort of been able to address had it not been for finding these people online that were talking about it. Yeah. And so I feel like this enormous, I guess, responsibility to pass that forward in the hopes that it might reach someone else.
Johnny's son, he illustrated a new book by Lin-Manuel Miranda called Good Morning, Good Night, Little Pep Talks for Me and You. Thank you very much for speaking with us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me. This was such a pleasure.